There's something about those Handsworth girls. Senior girls from the North Vancouver Secondary School scored two huge results over the past 2 weeks, winning both the field hockey and cross-country running provincial titles. The Handsworth senior girls ran away with the high school cross-country running banner at the BC Championships, November 5 at Royal Roads University in Victoria. The Royals placed four senior girls, Kate Martin, Juliet Palfrey, Brooke Hempstead and Layla Nabavi, in the top 20 of runners in the team competition. Handsworth's total team score of 52 combining the ranks of the top four runners, earned them top spot, followed by West Point Grey Academy with 69 points and Killarney Secondary with 74 points. In the individual competition, Acol Sentinel Secondary's Sydney Clement hit the podium, finishing third overall in the 5-kilometer senior girls race. Handsworth also showed well in the junior races, earning bronze in both the junior boys and girls team competitions. Casey Hempstead, Andy Inkster, Pascal Remillard and Quinn Tevate Borgenstrom registered the top four times for the Handsworth junior boys, while Maggie Cormick, Elia Camo, Rachel Rhodes and Julia Runzer put up the top times for the Handsworth junior girls. Less than 1 week later, the Royals celebrated another provincial title, with the Handsworth senior girls knocking off Oak Bay in a thrilling AAA field hockey championship final. It was a sweet victory for the Royals as the same two teams battled in the 2021 provincial final, with Oak Bay winning the title in a shootout. In this year's final, played November 11 at Tamawanis Park in Surrey, the Royals were looking for revenge, and knew it would be another tight game. Coming into this season, Handsworth suspected that this year's final might follow a similar script, and so they were prepared, said head coach Sandy Garnham. Because of last year, we practiced shootouts almost every session, so we were as ready as we were going to be. That practice, it turned out, was essential. Handsworth and Oak Bay battled to a 0-0 draw in this year's final, and so, for the second year in a row, the game went to a shootout. Five shooters for each team took their shots, and it was still tied. Next up, sudden death. Finally, Solana Cooper scored for Handsworth, and then goalkeeper Myron Madil made a save and the match was over. The championship was theirs. It was just pure excitement, said Garnham about the moment the team locked up the title. Excitement for the kids, to see all their hard work pay off, it gets me teary just thinking about it. They did awesome. In addition to shootout hero Madil, Handsworth was also led by Sydney La, who became known as the Hat Trick Kid, because she scored so many of them throughout the season. Madil, Cooper, Molly Garnham and Caitlin Penfather were the team's captains. The championship moment was a special for the team, particularly given that their high school careers were interrupted by the pandemic. Some of these kids didn't know each other at all at the beginning of the season because they never had a chance to play together due to COVID, and so to see them walk away, as champions, and to see the support they gave each other was absolutely amazing, said Garnham. It was also the end of a very special week for two Handsworth players, Kate Martin and Cordelia Hultman, who won provincial titles with both the cross-country and field hockey teams. I said to one of them, "You're not going to have too many weeks in your life like this," Garnham said with a laugh. It's pretty amazing. Aprilist at nsnews.com. At twitter.com/sports_Andy.